USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More states are calling winners in the race for the White House. President Trump taking Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Joe Biden taking Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Vermont. Protesters gathering outside the White House, which added extra security for election night. President Trump and members of the First Family are watching the election returns from the East Wing. As far as those protests go, Biden surrogate Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone.
The role of those who lose, accepting the results, that's actually one of the most important functions in democracy.
Mayor Pete speaking there on Fox News. Joe Biden watching the election returns from his home state of Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The outcome of the election could come down to Pennsylvania, but all the votes there won't be counted until Friday. Several counties have said they won't start mail-in ballots until tomorrow because there aren't enough workers. President Trump and Joe Biden see the state and its 20 electoral votes as essential. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner reminding everyone.
Every vote needs to be counted. A vote for Donald Trump needs to be counted. A vote for Joe Biden needs to be counted. A vote for anyone needs to be counted. That is how our system works. And then, after they are counted, we will figure out who won.
In two Senate races of note, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn defeated his challenger by over 4.4 million votes, and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham holds on to his Senate seat by defeating Jamie Harrison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is declaring victory in his re-election campaign.
I promise that I will always defend and protect you and your family, our state and our nation, without fear, without reservation, and without apology.
The Arkansas Republican continues by saying, America is a wonderful place, despite what others think.
Too many people in our supposed ruling class disagree. They're embarrassed of America. They think America is a hateful or irredeemable land, something that we should apologize for. Well, tonight, Arkansas, you sent a message loud and clear.
Many states across the country are still too close to call, one of them being Georgia. Former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams has a message for voters in her state and across the country as votes are being tabulated tonight.
We want slow and accurate, not fast and wrong.
Abrams continues.
We had extraordinary turnout during early voting. We had a strong set of numbers heading into tonight. And look, I'd rather be Democrats than Republicans in Georgia tonight.
Democrats are picking up a seat in the Senate, though, as John Hickenlooper is the winner of Colorado's Senate race, the former governor knocking off incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.